It is the 27th day of September 2013. On the phone line with us for a Friday afternoon, as always, Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting. What a beautiful day it's been, Mike. How about in your area?
Very beautiful, very breezy today. There's a cold front coming through tonight, Todd, and saw some corn combines rolling, shelling some corn. I've heard the yields are right around the five-year average, right around where I'm at, and then as you go north where they had a little bit more rain, the top of the five-year average, 175, 180 dry, seems to be the numbers that are coming around from the better parts and the areas that didn't get hit as hard by the drought. So very early yet, very few beans cut out here. In fact, there's a couple processors that made the news wires out here in Kansas earlier this week, still being shut down at this point and idled due to a lack of supplies. One's expected to maybe start to pick up some supplies starting next week and maybe be back online within the next 2 weeks. So not much to report on the beans yet out here.
I suppose those end users there are hoping that the beans are as good in their part of the world as they have been reported, at least early on.
I think that's a really good statement to make. I think they're just as tight here as if not tighter than where they are back in central Illinois, yeah.
So farmers are out in the field, and they're moving crop both to town and to the bin. That's one of the things I miss most. I never ran the combine very much on occasion, but I miss waving at people as I was coming in town with a load of corn. I'm wondering how many people you think will be loading corn into town for storage as opposed to whether they should be just selling it over the scale.
Well, they'll probably, based upon the drying, you know, and the quick ship bids, right, and some of the better deals that were out there early on compared to those 2 weeks ago and now, where that seems to be harder and harder to get, and DP storage rates that are running anywhere from 20 to 25 cents in and then 3 cents a month, I'm guessing if the on-farm bin space is available, it's going to go in the bin by the producers, and that's certainly what I continue to recommend to the clients I work with. I mean, if you're scratching your head wondering how you're going to store commercially and you're making, even at these lower prices, because your yields are coming in close to $900 or $950 an acre, I don't think there's any reason to turn that away and, you know, let that corn go and then look to defend when you get a buy signal in the longer-term charts, is how I'm kind of viewing it. But if you have on-farm storage and you've got a little bit lower or closer to the five-year yields, I think on-farm storage makes sense, especially in light of the fact that we've seen the best weekly gain in terms of flat price for wheat since April 1st. And so I think the medium-term fundamentals are starting to come around and be more supportive of that demand like we've been talking about.
Okay, so here's what I'm hoping we can drive towards just a bit. I'm wondering, as long as the USDA doesn't throw any curveballs on Monday or maybe even in the October crop production report, i.e. what the acreage might be, are we set up for a seasonal pattern? And I'm thinking of a 2000 forward seasonal pattern at this point, where really we bottom the corn market sometime usually before harvest and then we start to drive higher. We're into harvest now, but can we bottom this corn market and start to drive higher?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is where it goes back to what we talked about last week with the wheat market and needing to get the wheat market to bottom first, because historically it takes 20 to 30 days for the corn to find a bottom after the wheat. So that would fit your model really, really well. I think when it does go back to the grain stocks report on Monday and the October supply-demand report, even if we see yields pushed up, because let's take the theoretical that the Western Corn Belt yields come in average, and what we've heard so far in the Eastern Corn Belt, that bumps the yields up in corn and beans both in October. I still think for the corn, there is an acreage issue and there is a demand issue, so at the end of the marketing year, we're still running closer to a 1.5 carryover versus a 2 billion bushel carryover, and so that's why I think that on-farm storage and basis improvement is what I continue to forecast.
And the market agrees with you at this point because it says, hey, we got to put some carry into the market out to July at least.
Yeah, and I think this is where you've noted in the wheat, we started to see that carry erode, and the Dease March carry is down to, you know, 1 to 2 cents at times during this week, and that's exactly what we want to see. The European wheat market, the Paris market, closed at about 192, 193 a ton this Friday, and you know, the number for me to get to back towards is a $200 a metric ton price in Paris. That's where you start to see the normal fundamentals start to be, or the fundamentals start to support the market more normally, as opposed to the trade thinking we just had this burdensome grain supply out there around the world.
All right, so that would be the point at which wheat is used to make bread and not fed to animals, at least in the United States, and that corn meets all the rest of the needs.
Yeah, and I think the key point is did we get a buy signal this week? And I think generally speaking, as a week in the review, we did a lot to repair the technical and psychological damage last week, and I put that mainly at the feet of the Federal Reserve, keeping their QE policy and stimulating a deflationary trade. This week's trade did do a lot to heal that, but if you ask me, did we buy, and what I said to clients on the daily video as far as do you buy corn and beans here, I don't recommend just outright buying here because I don't think the buy signals came across. The wheat held below 685 in lead month, and the Dow Jones UBS Grain Index held its major resistance as well. As soon as I see those two features come together, that's when we start talking about a corn low and your seasonal low coming in.
I did make note in the weekly charts that both the nearby or the lead option December corn and November beans made a hook up, and the July corn at least made a hook up too.
Yes, and this is important given that it is a harvest week, and I think this goes back to the root of your question as far as where that seasonal low is in place. We did a lot of good this week from a standpoint of the technicals and the psychological side of the equation. And at the end of the week, it doesn't look much better for Argentina's weather when it comes to getting corn in the ground in the next 2 weeks. Still issues in Argentina, still issues with China's wheat. And China came out today and said, hey, look, we're going to have to lower our self-sufficiency to 90% and boost imports in the next 7 years. And that essentially means going from 5 tons to 20 tons of imports of corn, and that suggests that you're looking at about 600 million bushels of additional import needs in the next 7 years. And so, again, these medium-term fundamentals are starting to come together a little bit better for me, and I think, obviously, the wheat in the short term is helping, too.
Any word for the livestock producers? Hogs and Pigs Report was out at 2 o'clock.
Boy, I tell you, and this is, I'm just kidding to the NAS people and Joe, but I wonder if the government shutdown came early up there. They went straight down the line, 100% all hogs and pigs, 100% cut for breeding, and 100% marketing. And I'm thinking, maybe they got great weather up there, too. But all kidding aside, I think you've got a, this is kind of a spread trader's dream, Todd, because you came in with very big all hogs and pigs, and your weight numbers, the lighter weights, much bigger than the trade was expecting, and yet you have very tight numbers in the nearby with 180 pounds and over, well below the trade average guess, and you're kept for marketing's much better than the trade was expecting. So I think your October will probably hold your premium, and your cash market will hold your premium. I worry the decent Feb may get pressured, and then the deferreds may be supported. So you might see quite a bit of spread trading develop here as a result of these numbers.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting.